We were only in the bottom of the third. 8-2 on the scoreboard. Hey, pitch.
All right, how you doing? What up?
Fastball, outfield, ball four, so another walk.
Hello, is there an AB Prime?
No. What you want, man?
I'm calling from National Opinion Service. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your individual answers are confidential.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, sure. So in this case, just let me sure. You mentioned that you're not David Prime, right?
Yeah, I'm David Prime. What you want to ask me?
It's a survey just to know your opinion, basically.
Okay.
Okay, so in this case, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No. Mm-hmm.
Okay, are you 21 or older and registered to vote?
I'm old, man. Old.
Okay, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote?
Yeah. I would definitely vote.
Okay, thank you. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
I'm black.
Okay, what is your race exactly?
I'm black, African-American, black.
Okay, thank you. What is your age?
76.
76, thank you so much. Now, I am going to read a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want the president and the Congress most focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focused on. You say 10 if it is the most important and 5 if it's somewhat important, and 0 if it is not important at all. You can use any number between 0 to 10, okay? So,
okay.
Lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs, how important is that for you?
Very important. Oh, 10. You said from 1 to 10?
Yeah, 0 to 10.
10, that's important. 10.
Okay, improving K through 12 education?
10.
Okay, reducing substance abuse in our communities.
10.
Making college more affordable.
10.
Okay, do you believe that health outcomes in general in the African American community are better, worse, or about the same as in white communities?
Let me see. They're not the same. They're worse. Okay.
And now thinking about race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse for black people?
Getting worse. We back to Jim Crow in the Confederacy. It's worse.
Okay.
We back in slavery.
Okay, so in this case, which of the following do you feel are having the most negative impact on the African-American community? You can select two options. I have here marijuana and others, cannabis products, alcohol, vaping, opiates and fentanyl, cigarettes, heroin, cocaine, meth and crack, ketamine, ecstasy, and other party drugs.
You start that over and quit. Oh, what I want to say about that race thing now, it's this bigoted, racist Republican Party that is the problem, the biggest problem for black people getting a fair shake in this country or in the world, you know. This Republican Party is just no good. No good.
Okay. Sorry, go ahead.
Okay, yeah, that's no good. Republican Party, they'll throw back the Jim Crow and the Confederacy.
Okay, and about these, the options that I provided you, which two options would you select?
Okay, what you mean about the drug thing? What did you say?
Yes, I said, which of the following do you feel are having the most negative impact on the African-American community? Alcohol, vaping, opiates, and, all the options that I provided. So which one would you say are the most negative impacting the African American community?
Well, I would say they all are.
Okay, but I need to select two of them. So can you please provide me two?
I really can't. Well, I don't know that much about drugs, number one, so I can't really say because I don't do drugs.
Okay. So would you say that heroin, cocaine, meth, and crack, and like marijuana and other cannabis products?
Like I say, I don't know, because I don't know. I just don't know about drugs. Well, alcohol can be too excessive drinking is a problem, could be a problem.
Okay, thank you. So in this case, I want you to ask your opinion about something called tobacco harm reduction. Tobacco harm reduction is a public health strategy focused on lowering the health risk associated
Okay, I'm missing that now. What you saying?
Yes, I repeat to you. Don't worry. Okay, so I was saying I want to ask your opinion about something called tobacco harm reduction. Tobacco harm reduction is a public health strategy focused on lowering the health risk associated with smoking cigarettes through cessation support, abstinence education, and moving adults who can't or won't quit cigarettes to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. Do you agree or disagree that advancing tobacco harm reduction would improve health outcomes in the African American community?
Yes.
So you agree?
Yes, I agree.
Okay, somewhat agree or strongly agree?
I strongly agree that is harmful. Smoking tobacco is harmful.
Okay, thank you so much for that response. Now I'd like to ask you to rate your familiarity with several different smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. For each, tell me if you are very familiar, somewhat familiar, or not familiar at all, with the product, okay? So I'm going to tell you the products now.
Yeah, I'm all right, Steve. You all right?
Okay, heat not burn tobacco products. You are very familiar with that or not familiar?
What'd you say, Naman? Okay, yeah, what'd you say?
I will tell you some products, and you tell me, please, if you are very familiar with this product or if you are not familiar. Okay, please?
Okay,
so heat not burn tobacco products, you are familiar with that or not?
Tobacco products?
Correct.
Yeah, well, I know about them. I don't smoke, but I know about them.
Okay, not familiar, right?
Well, I don't smoke. I did 40 years ago, but I don't smoke anymore.
Okay, so it'll be somewhat familiar or not familiar, somewhat?
Somewhat familiar.
Okay, e-cigarettes or vapes?
Huh?
The other option is how familiar are you with e-cigarettes, electronic cigarettes or vapes?
I don't know, because I don't do that. I'm not familiar with them. I don't do it.
Okay, and the last one is oral nicotine pouches.
I don't buy it. I don't smoke. So nicotine, tobacco, I don't do it.
Okay, so not familiar, right? Okay.
Not familiar.
Okay, I'd like to give you additional information about smoking today in America. As you may know, smoking rates have gone down consistently for decades, but about 30 million American adults are still smoking today. That's about 1 in 9 adults. Smoking remains the leading cause of preventable death, accounting for nearly half a million American lives lost each year. That's about 1 in 5 deaths. And quitting is hard for adults who smoke. And only 1 in 10 who try to quit smoking are successful. Many have instead successfully switched from cigarettes, the most harmful form of tobacco, to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives. After hearing this, would you say is the primary reason for these changes?
So what now?
Yeah, after hearing this, what would you say is the primary reason for these changes? More education in anti-tobacco advertising? Cost of smoking has gone up? More government restrictions and bans? Introduction of smoke-free alternatives to cigarettes to the market? Which one would you say that is the primary reason for these changes?
I really don't, I'm not understanding your question. Not really understanding
okay,
your question.
Yeah, don't worry. Basically, the text that I just read to you, it says that it is increasing, you know, the death cost for these, for cigarettes and things like this, you know. So would you say that is, which one would you say that is the primary reason for these changes, that more people is dying? And would you say that is for more education and anti-tobacco advertising? Cost of smoking has gone up. More government restrictions and bans. Introduction of smoke-free alternatives to cigarettes to the market.
You say what's the reason for more people dying?
Yeah, basically about smoking.
Well, maybe a lack of education about it. You know, knowledge of the harmfulness.
Okay, more education about it.
Yeah.
Okay, now I'm going to read you two statements some people have made about cigarette smoking. Please tell me which one you agree with more, okay?
All right.
Okay, so a statement, well, the first one is that the federal government should do more to meet people where they are and promote less harmful alternatives to smoking. We know that cigarettes are a major health risk and that people should quit, but that may not be immediately possible for the nearly 30 million American adults who still smoke. Smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives pose less health risk to adults who smoke and those around them until they are willing or able to quit entirely. And the other statement says that the federal government cannot and should not promote anything related to nicotine or tobacco. Smoking rates have declined dramatically in the last few decades, and very few of us are still exposed to smoking in our daily lives. Vaping is not safer, and it has already become an epidemic that we will be dealing with for decades to come. So which one of these statements do you agree with more? The first one or the second one?
I kind of missed it, right? Do again, because I kind of missed that.
Okay, the second statement, right?
What'd you say?
Which of the statements that I just read you agree with more? The first one
You got to do it again, because I didn't get it. Guy was talking to me. Will you read it? Tell me again.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do I read the first one also, or just the second one?
Both of them, because I missed them. Yeah.
Okay. Don't worry. I'm here for that. Okay. So the first statement states that the federal government should do more to meet people where they are and promote less harmful alternatives to smoking. We know that cigarettes are a major health risk and that people should quit, but that may not be immediately possible for the nearly 30 million American adults who still smoke. Smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives pose less health risk to adults who smoke and those around them until they are willing or able to quit entirely. That is the first statement, and the second one is the federal government cannot and should not promote anything related to nicotine or tobacco. Smoking rates have declined dramatically in the last few decades, and very few of us are still exposed to smoking in our daily lives. Vaping is not safer, and it has already become an epidemic that we will be dealing with for decades to come. So, which of these statements do you agree with more? The first one or the second one?
I didn't get it. Go ahead and explain it to me. What are the first one and the second one? What is it? You're going to have to do that.
Sorry?
Go ahead. You have to do that again because I didn't understand what you're talking about.
Okay, so in this case, do I repeat the statements? Or...
Right. Repeat, because I don't repeat it.
Okay, the first...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the first...
Go ahead.
The first statement says that the federal government should do more to meet people where they are and promote less harmful alternatives to smoking. We know that cigarettes are a major health risk and that people should quit, but that may not be immediately possible for the nearly 30 million American adults who still smoke. Smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives pose less health risk to adults who smoke and those around them until they are willing or able to quit entirely. That is the first statement. And the second one, I'm going to read it now. It says the federal government cannot and should not promote anything related to nicotine or tobacco. Smoking rates have declined dramatically in the last few decades, and very few of us are still exposed to smoking in our daily lives. Vaping is not safer, and it has already become an epidemic that we will be dealing with for decades to come. So, which of these statements do you agree with more?
No, I ain't quite understand. I think number two, I guess. I don't know.
Okay, the second. Okay, and do you strongly agree with the statement, with the second statement, or not? Or somewhat?
Just say that the government shouldn't be promoting smoking and vaping.
Okay, so you mentioned that you agree with the second statement. So you somewhat agree or strongly agree with the second statement?
I don't know. I don't know because I really don't understand what it was. Okay, strongly agree. Get it over with. Strongly agree.
Okay, got it. Okay, and would you say that vaping is more or less harmful to your health than smoking cigarettes?
That I don't know because I don't do them. I don't know.
Okay, yeah. Got it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, sure. Okay. And now I am going to read to you some statements that people have made about smoking and the importance of smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives to cigarettes. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, and 5 means you somewhat agree with the statement, and 0 means you do not agree with the statement at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10, okay?
Okay.
Okay, when someone is overdosing on opioids, their lives may be saved by using another drug like naloxone or Narcan. This drug doesn't cure their addiction, but it saves their life. And we hear about opioid deaths every night on the news. But smoking kills 5 times as many people as opioids. And the FDA is choosing to ignore the science that shows there are less harmful alternatives that adults who smoke could be using. We should take the same approach with cigarettes that we take with other drugs that get a lot more media coverage. So how agree you are with this statement? Since 0 to 10, you can tell me a number.
I really don't understand. 10, I don't know. 10.
Okay, medical professionals who should have access to scientific information on smoke-free tobacco products that can save hundreds of thousands of lives have responsibility to inform and educate their adult patients who smoke and about smoke-free products. It is important for patients across all communities to have access to this type of information from trusted sources like doctors and nurses. So how agree you are with this statement from 0 to 10?
Say again, give me the statement again.
Yeah, medical professionals who should have access to scientific information on smoke-free tobacco products that can save hundreds of thousands of lives have responsibility to inform and educate their adult patients who smoke about free smoke products. It is important for patients across all communities to have access to this type of information from trusted sources like doctors and nurses. So how agree you are with this statement from 0 to 10?
10.
Okay, thank you. And the other one is, let's be clear, when we talk about giving adults who smoke the choice to switch to less harmful alternatives, we're not saying they shouldn't quit. Quitting all tobacco and nicotine is the best choice for adults who currently smoke, and we should continue to educate everyone on the risk of tobacco use and support cessation efforts for people who still smoke. But not everyone is able to quit, and some people may just choose not to. That doesn't mean we should leave them to die. We can encourage people to quit and still provide adults who smoke with less harmful alternatives until they do. So you agree? How would you rate this statement from 0 to 10?
Okay, what was the essence of the statement? Because I didn't get it.
It says that we can talk about giving adults who smoke the choice to switch to less harmful alternatives. We are not saying that they shouldn't quit. Quitting all tobacco and nicotine is the best choice for adults who currently smoke, and we should continue to educate everyone on the risk of tobacco use and support cessation efforts for people who still smoke. But not everyone is able to quit, and some people may just choose not to. That doesn't mean we shouldn't leave them to die. We can encourage people to quit and still provide adults who smoke with less harmful alternatives until they do. So how would you rate this statement from 0 to 10? Are
10,
you agree or not agree?
I agree, 10. Yeah.
Okay, 10. So sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds, it's okay if you did not, but I'd like to ask you again, do you agree or disagree that advancing tobacco harm reduction, the public health strategy focused on lowering the health risk associated with smoking cigarettes through cessation support, abstinence education, and moving adults who can or won't quit cigarettes to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products would improve health outcomes in the African American community? Do you agree or disagree with that statement?
If they put some regulations on smoking, would that help? Is that what you're saying?
No. If you want, I can read it back to you.
All right, go ahead then.
Okay, yeah, it says that sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It is okay if you didn't, but I'd like to ask you again, do you agree or disagree that advancing tobacco harm reduction, the public health strategy focused on lowering the health risks associated with smoking cigarettes through cessation support, abstinence education, and moving adults who can't or won't quit cigarettes to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products would improve health outcomes in the African American community? Are you agree with that or not?
I agree, yeah.
Okay, so somewhat agree or strongly agree?
I really don't understand the question, but from what I can understand, probably strongly agree, I guess, because I don't get it.
Strongly agree. You know? Okay. In the past 30 days, have you used any of the following products? I will read it to you, okay? Have you used pipe tobacco?
No.
No, okay. A smokeless tobacco such as Deep or Chew?
No.
Heat not burn tobacco products?
No.
Oral nicotine pouches?
No.
Okay, cigars?
No.
Okay, electronic...
I haven't used any of those things. Nothing. None of those.
Okay, none of those. Okay, and electronic cigarettes or cigarettes, any of them, right?
Nothing.
Okay. Okay, so we are almost done. Okay, we are 86% of this survey. Thank you so much for being here. So I am almost done. Okay.
I'm kind of running out of time now. I'm running out of time. What you mean? You still got a lot of questions?
No, we are almost done here. Okay, just I'm going to do it quicker. Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, so switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Mm. 2 years college.
Which one, sorry?
2 years of college.
Okay. Okay, so I have here, let's see here, 1 to 11th grade, high school graduate, some college or vocational certificate, college graduate, bachelor's degree, postgraduate, and that's it basically. So it'll be some college or vocational certificate, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, are you married or unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Divorce.
Okay. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Okay. Which of the following best describes how you think of your current economic situation? Wealthy, upper middle class, working class, or low income?
I'm poor. Low income.
Okay. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Probably more urban.
Urban. Okay. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community? Yes or no?
Say what now?
Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
Okay, regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat or Republican, an independent or something else?
I hate the Republican Party. I'm a Democrat. Hate the Republican Party.
Okay, so... Mm-hmm. Would you call yourself a strong Democrat?
All my life.
Okay, and in the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
I voted for Biden.
Okay, Joe Biden.
Trump is insane. He's crazy.
Okay, and if the 2024 election for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden and Republican Donald Trump, would you vote for Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
I don't know, because I don't like what Biden, he won't stop the genocide, he won't take a strong stance against the genocide that the Israel military is doing. So I might not vote at all.
Okay, so you wouldn't vote, right?
Definitely won't vote for crazy Trump.
Okay, so wouldn't vote. Okay. Okay, so in this case, this concludes our survey. Thank you so much for your time, okay? I really appreciate it. And that would be it, okay? Thank you so much, and have a wonderful rest of your day.
All right. Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.